You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. American idioms and legal disclaimers continue to vex commentator Brian Onunoyin, and he comes armed with wild and crazy examples in today's installment of What Was I Thinking?
And a very good morning to you all. Well, we say the darndest things now, don't we? Like, really, some of the things we say, well, they're so stupid. Well, because maybe they're not thought out. Let me give you a few examples. Did you ever hear somebody say, hey, don't do anything I wouldn't do? Huh? Like, what is that actually supposed to mean? And I think what it means for the speaker is this. Hey, you know me, I'm the wild and crazy person, so don't do anything crazier than this here crazy person would do. Otherwise, what you do will probably be so outrageously crazy, it'll be either bordering lunatic territory, or worse, it'll show me up for being not so crazy after all. Yes, yes, of course. I've said it myself many, many times. But now that I come to think about it, it's a really dumb thing to say. Because what it says really is, chortle, chortle, I'm just reminding you here of the fact that how wild and crazy I am. Honestly, if you ever hear anyone else say that again, simply pause, look them in the eye, and with a dead straight face, just say to them, what do you mean? And then watch them wriggle and squirm. Now, sometimes you're forced to say stupid stuff. It's that whole CYA stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Because you have to allow for the fact that there are people out there, basically, who have about as much sense as a pot of jam. Allow me to illustrate. Stephen, over at LSUS, bless his heart, he's the guy who puts the brochure together for the continuing ed classes. So, I have to submit to him a description of my classes, which by now I'm sure most of you know about. Basically, I teach you a little bit about either Ireland or Scotland, and then if you're interested, we go off to Ireland or Scotland on a trip in the summer. Now, poor old Stephen, he's obliged to put a note into the brochure right under the ad for my class, and the note reads, trip to Ireland and Scotland is not included in the price of the course. The course is about $80. Like, really? Really, are there people out there who are so blinkingly stupid that they would expect to receive a series of lectures on Scotland or Ireland, plus an 11-day holiday in Ireland or Scotland, and staying in 4 or 5-star hotels for $80? Are you that stupid that somebody is obliged to have to point out the fact that the trip is not included? And if Stephen did not put this note in the brochure, I dare say he might get in trouble. Because who knows? Who knows? Maybe some Neanderthal slopehead out there might sue the university, claiming that the 11-day holiday seemed to be included with the series of classes for $80. Honestly, it's enough to make you want to stay at home all day, knowing you're safe from bumping into these mindless nitwits. I know I shouldn't take these things seriously. I know I probably overanalyze the trivia of everyday life. I know I should just keep calm and carry on. I'm sick of people telling me to keep calm. Have a splendiferous day, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.